Feels like it's been a little while, but here you are.
So I know.
What's it like being back, though? You worked hard to get back.
Awesome. So. Awesome. It's just, you know, it's 6 straight weeks of not being able to play, but, like, doing everything to get your body ready to play. It gets monotonous because it's like, what am I doing this for? I can't even do the thing I'm doing it for. So, but, no, it feels good. I'm it's pumped to be back. It was gut-wrenching to walk out on that field last game not being able to play. So, really all the games.
But last game particularly,
sure,
you know, being there on the sideline as a pseudo coach, but not being able to play, how did you approach that? And you know, obviously with the rivalry game and the intensity,
I thought it was going to be easier than it was. Right, like I went up to one of our team doctors before the game, and I was like, if I asked you to shoot it up, would you do it? And he was like, no. And I was like, crap. You know, like because you get in that environment, right? And you just want to play so bad, and especially the University of Utah, a lot of them are my friends, and so it's like I want to play against them, you know. But it was all right. I trusted my teammates and knew they'd hold it down.
Had your boys on the offensive line, dude. How would you grade them out?
Decent. A lot to improve on, right? But that's a good front. They're the number one scoring defense in the Big 12 for a reason, right? That's a good defense, and so and they've got good dudes up front. All right, and so I thought they played well, obviously well enough to win, but just too many self-inflicted wounds, right? Like a lot, that game was a lot closer than it needed to be, and so that's what we've been out at practice doing this week is trying to fix some of those issues, you know?
How proud are you of the way, you know, as one of the leaders of the unit, that guys have stepped in? Because you've had guys go down, you've been down, you know, and Bruce has stepped in, and, you know, Austin and Braden's down now, and, you know, Jada steps in and all that. It seems like no matter who comes in, somebody, they're ready. I imagine that's pretty
awesome.
Pretty cool.
Super proud. It's a testament to how seriously they took the offseason. You know, that was one of the areas we felt like we could really improve as a unit, is how well we prepare for the season in the offseason, and it was a big focus. And it's also a testament to Coach Woods, right, and the consistency of his coaching. It's identical across the board, regardless of who you are, right? Obviously, there's things tailored to individuals, but you know, the core of the coaching, the techniques, the schemes, all that stuff is very consistent, which makes it easy to plug and play because everyone knows exactly what's expected of them. And so really, really proud of the guys for taking that coaching all off season long and going and executing because it's as much as you can prepare, it's different when you actually have to go out there in a game like that. Like, I'm super proud of Jada for having to go in and on the biggest drive of our season so far in the most hostile environment we've been in against a really good defensive end, and he held his own. So just super proud of the whole group, man. Especially Bruce, right?
A little bit on that note, though, but Coach A-Rod was talking a little about the leadership on this team as well, and specifically this team's ability to move from week to week after big wins or medium-sized wins, whatever. I think Jake likes to call it keeping the main thing.
Yep.
I believe those are his words. So what is behind that with this group? Is it just like is there a specific group of leaders on this team? Is there a lot of leadership? Like, what is it behind kind of this team?
I think it began as kind of a specific group, 3 or 4 of us, right? And then it's expanded, you know? It's expanded to, you know, I think it affects everybody in the sense that now anyone can be a leader, right? And I think that was one of the things we wanted to bring is whatever mindset we have, we need to expand that to the entire team, right? Expansive leadership is powerful leadership, right? And so I think just our ability to compartmentalize week by week, I think it comes with an understanding that, you know, one thing we've really emphasized is you have to earn the day. Right, yeah, and you have to earn the week. You have to earn the right to play well in the 5 days leading up to the game. Right, you don't earn it on Saturday. You earn it through your preparation, and just understanding that, you know, what happened last week or what's going to happen in the future has no bearing on what's happening right now. Right, and so be where your feet are. Win the hour, win the minute. Right, and it's like how can we have this lift, this practice, this period, this specific rep, how can we do it better than Kansas is doing it right now? Right, that's the mindset. Win and dominate where your feet are. Right, you don't need to look any further forward and you don't need to look any farther back.
Like 15 or 16 life lessons in there.
You know, we got to see that clip from the locker room when Kalani was... I mean, we saw the party. We saw Batty playing the drums up on the top of the lockers.
Terrible. As a drummer myself, he's awful. But I'm glad he was excited.
But then Kalani stepping up there and talking about what tough guys do and putting that, you know, kind of putting some perspective on it. As a player, I imagine you value both of them.
Sure.
You're used
sure.
to that. I mean, that's kind of what this program's all about.
I mean, honestly, that part of Kalani's coaching is something I've always struggled with, especially after the losses, where he's like, you know what a real tough person does? He's like, you're going to go out there and you're going to smile from your family because they're proud of you regardless. Right, and you're going to hug your family, and you're going to be happy. You're not going to ruin their night, too. It's like, that's what tough guys do. He talks about, like, when you're a father and you have a bad day at work, you don't bring that home to your kids. He's like, your kids can't know you had a crappy day at work. They don't care. They want to see their dad. Like, that type of mindset. And I've always struggled with that because I get so angry when we lose. And right, and it's just like, it just eats at me. But, you know, that was a lack of mental toughness on my part, and it's something I've had to develop over the years. And so, obviously, I've been hearing him preach that for 5 years. You know what I mean? And it's a message that rings true throughout life, not just in football.
Talk about this Kansas defense and what you're looking at as you get ready to.
They're good. They're good. Their record does not show at all how good of a football team they are. I think their 6 losses are combined like 14 points or something, or maybe 15. It's like they've been right there from being 8-2 or something, you know. And so I think we have to prepare that way for the game, right? That's the type of team that's coming here, and they're good. But on the flip side, you know, we're good too. Right, and that's what we're focused on, because a lot of the mistakes and challenges we've run into this season have been self-inflicted. Right, and so that's what we need to address, because they are a good defense, and if we make those mistakes, they'll take advantage of it. So, got to tighten up.
What are you most looking forward to on Saturday?
No, just being out there with my brothers, man. I hope. I mean, I'm on the right path to playing on Saturday, and I'm excited about that. And you know, if I get the chance to be out there and play with them, Just being out there with your teammates that you've bled with is a special thing. I've missed it. You know, I've never been hurt before. Mm-hmm. You know, I've never missed any games, and so it was a new experience for me, and it was a tough one. But I'm chomping at the bit to play again. So,
all right, thank you.
Okay, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
We'll see you Saturday.